And Glenn, if you would, could you do the roll?
Certainly I will, Paul. On the line we have yourself, Paul Dear, James Bladel, Mikey O'Connor, and Barbara Steele. And for staff we have Marika Koenig and myself. And is Olaf perhaps also listening in?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Olaf.
Excellent. Okay, folks. I wanted to start the recording for this. This is for the record, anybody who listens in. I guess the last 2 weeks we've had difficulty scheduling. People are busy and maybe some confusion about the call. We only have 4 working group members. At least this week we have different constituencies represented. I have the same concerns I did last week, so I put it to those who are on the call in terms of how we want to go through this. Last week I deferred doing any line-by-line review of what Marika provided for the final conclusions and whatnot, because I really wanted to make sure, you know, we had enough inputs here to fairly say that we had group input, group sign off on the text. Again, with a small number of us on the call, I'm not sure what the appropriate way to proceed is. I'm kind of hoping that people are feeling good about the text we had and therefore are not as concerned if they miss the call. It seems that we had pretty clear sense of where we all stood on the various issues, and the text was pretty good. Nevertheless, I mean, we do have a final report to submit, and since that will be for the record, you know, we do want everybody's input. So I ask the group, you know, those who are here now, do you think it's appropriate for us today to start going through the final text that Marika's provided for us, or should we, either look to reschedule a call in between now and next week, or really just try and put the all of this into next week's call? Our goal ultimately, of course, was to wrap up before Mexico City, but, you know, we don't want to unnecessarily rush this. And then again, I don't know, you know, if people are feeling pretty good about it, maybe, you know, it will be a very quick process nonetheless, but, you know, in the interest of getting everybody's opinions, what do you all think? How should we proceed?
This is Barbara.
Barbara, please.
I guess I'm just concerned that if we continue to put it off, hoping for more people to show up on the call and nobody does, then we're not going to, you know, continue to further it along.
Mm-hmm.
So I would probably be in favor of at least starting to go through it and coming up with general agreement. I mean, I've taken a quick look, and, you know, it looks pretty good to me so far. I haven't finished my review yet, however.
No problem. Thank you. Mikey, James, how do you guys, what do you all think?
This is James. I tend to agree with Barbara. I don't think there's any indication that future calls will be more better attended. I would say that we should also maybe push, if there's any controversial issues, make sure those are covered on the list so that folks who aren't on the call have a chance to chime in. But beyond that, we should just get going, keep moving forward.
Sounds good. Sound like a plan to you, Mikey?
Yeah, I think the one thing I'd do is just highlight sort of low attendance to the list and sort of give people a heads up. Come on, you know, bear back down again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was watching the list, but only casually because I was on vacation and I didn't realize that we'd had a quorum problem last time. So I think it might be good just to give people a little heads up that they ought to get back in the game.
Well, let's do that then. Let's use our time today. Again, I don't think what we have to go through is all that controversial. I think it's pretty straightforward and accurately captures where we stood going into this final round. And what we'll do is, to Mikey, everybody's point, I'll push a note out, really imploring folks to try to make next week's call. And quite honestly, whether we're really there or not, I'm going to say, because this is the final review, I'll deliberately, sensationalize it so that if people are like, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on here? And obviously, we'll take whatever time's necessary, but we do want to wrap this up because we're already starting to get questions from council about the follow-on PDP. they would like to get that underway as soon as possible. So let's not unnecessarily delay here. Okay, so with that said, and obviously we can note if there are questions, concerns as we go through this, and I guess we'll do that on the list, assuming people don't listen to this MP3. But, you know, again, if you all have the draft in front of you, I think you're going to see it's pretty straightforward. All right, so with that said, obviously, as you look at it, there's a lot of the editing stuff, so there's actually not as much text changes as might first appear. A lot of things are simply, you know, now it's final report, dates of change, et cetera. So as we go through the pages, I'm not even going to address that. All right, you know, it's just there. It was just Marika being diligent and updating things, but there's no real, that's not a real edit that we need to focus on. So I guess starting just from the top, status, she's made changes for us. You note that this is now our final report. She's got a placeholder in there for, I guess, the date that it'll be submitted on. But anybody have any problem the way that's being presented? I mean, it's kind of pro forma.
Okay. I don't have any issues.
Sure. I'm going to kind of blow through this, folks, so, you know, if you see something, immediately go, hang on. Otherwise, I'm going to take silence as assent. Same thing with the summary. It's just, you know, updating the text to recognize where we stand.
And just to note that I haven't updated the executive summary yet to reflect other changes in the report, so I thought it would be better to first finalize the rest and then just update the executive summary accordingly.
Excellent. Thank you, Marika, of course. Okay, so now we're jumping out. I don't know, in the future, Marika, just a personal request, if when you create the PDF version, mine came out as a side-by-side PDF. Rather than, like, you know, one page at a time. And it's just, it gets a little tricky because you go to the page, you see two pages, and then I have to expand it so I can read the edits carefully. I don't know if
that wasn't done on purpose. I'm not really sure why it came out.
How it happened. I've never seen it before. And just
now, this is my guess. I'd also love to see line numbers again.
Yeah, and the line numbers were a huge help because that way we can just immediately zero in. We're not talking about section numbers and all.
Okay, I'll reintroduce the line numbers for the next version and try to figure out this printing problem.
Get it back to one page, no problem. All right, so I'm scrolling through. Please go, come with me, folks, but I'm pretty sure we don't have anything in the first section. So we're up to section number 2, the headers, objective, and next steps. And we have new text in here. Again, just sort of bringing folks up to date. We chopped out the placeholder stuff we had. And now it simply notes what we're doing. Here's the report, and it clarifies that our conclusions are outlined in more detail in our Chapter 7. Everybody comfortable with what's there?
You know, given that we're... This is Mikey, I'm sorry.
Yes, Mikey.
Given that we're describing recommendations for next steps in another chapter, I wonder whether we need this chapter at all. It's confusing until you get to the end and realize that this isn't the real place to go look for this.
Fair enough. It made more sense, I think, earlier when we had initial drafts, and we kept putting in the placeholder language saying we're waiting for inputs, those we won't make final decisions without community input, et cetera. For Olaf, Marika, or Glenn, is there any problem if we strike this, or does... Is there sort of a template for these reports, and they'd like to at least see this section in there?
We're talking about 2, no?
Yes, 2.
I think whether they're prescribed by the bylaws, but it's a pretty long-standing tradition that we have it.
Okay.
Well, you know, Mikey again, in that case, I think what we might want to think about is instead of treating this section as sort of a purely operational description of where we're at as a working group, we might want to pull those Chapter 7 items up into this, sort of the way we do with the executive summary after we're all done.
Right, and perhaps sort of say that, well, the next step, the obvious next step is the deliberation and decision by the council. So, well, we can keep that.
I guess.
I mean, the problem is if you already introduce here the next steps, you don't have the preface of discussions and the public comments, and we do have it in the executive summary, but it's a part, I guess, of the whole summarized version of the debate. While maybe including it here might create confusion as it doesn't explain where those conclusions came from.
Yeah, I guess, you know, in the interest of carrying on with the call, the main thing that I see here is that this is sort of a bump in the road of reading the report. It's sort of a head-scratcher. You come to it and you don't exactly know what's going on, and so it might be a good idea to either clarify that this is purely a description of what needs to happen next in the PDP process, or it's a description of what needs to happen next as a result of our conclusions. That's one of the kind of confusing parts here.
Right. Well, we could perhaps clarify that this is sort of the procedural next step.
Yeah.
That we're looking at.
Yeah. And so maybe it's, you know, objective and next steps in the policymaking process, or, you know, some way to clarify it one way or the other. If it's really just a procedural next step, then I think this is fine. This sort of tells the policy crowd, okay, this is what we think you need to do next. And then leaves the operational next steps down in Chapter 7. That would work fine for me.
Okay. Does that sound good to you, Marika?
Yep.
Make little text changes there. Yeah, my own feeling also was not to repeat the objectives again, because, of course, we're going to have an update to the executive summary, which just precedes it. If we keep, you know, bringing up the same points over and over, the thought was it starts making the report that much longer and kind of unnecessarily longer.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so let's make the changes as described, and we can look at whatever those text changes are next week, next call. All right, so for our Section 3, on the background stuff, I don't believe there are any changes. Everything's there that we had previously from the initial report. It all carries forward. Section 4 presents the membership. Is this the section, Marika, where we'll have the attendance?
Probably as people prefer. We can make a note here and put it in annex or include it here. I don't know what people prefer. I don't know, Glenn, what has been the practice in the past?
Probably put in the annex, Marika, and then it doesn't clog up the report.
Okay, so we can just include a link here mentioning that the attendance sheet is included in annex. I don't know which number we gave it. But.
Right. And for everybody on the call, just recall, it's part of the PDP process that we do need to include, we're expected to include an attendance sheet. So that's what we're getting at here. As Marika notes, we'll simply have a footer, footnote saying that look to whatever appendix, whatever letter it's going to be. And it just captures so that we had all the people initially signed up. And when you look at the list, obviously some of them did not follow it all the way through. So for council's sake and whatnot, for the record, that's all that that's about. All right, then, Section 5, deliberations. Based on quick discussions last week and the previous call, with the inputs that we got from the public comments, there's one gentleman, Patrick, who had very extensive comments. And we all wanted to make sure that it was very clear for the record that the working group did really take on board all the comments that were received. So to that end, we do have some edits in here. The subsection about Internet Registry Info Service, the IRIS system, obviously with we talked about it and we had it in our initial draft. What we've added here now, I guess it's the fourth bullet down, is a new sentence. And it reads, as you can see, IRIS was also raised as a possible solution for the secure transmission of data between registrars and or registries. And one of the comments submitted during the public comment period in the initial report, see section 6.4 for more details. 6.4 is the, that's the verbatim, right, Marika?
Sorry?
6.4, is that the verbatim or is that your summary of Ms. Philipatrick's jumping ahead, but I don't recall.
Well, 6.4 refers to the section of the report, chapter 6, section 4.
What I meant was, okay, that's your summary out there.
Summarized.
Great, okay. So, you know, again, we're just, for the record, making it clear that, you know, this working group, basically, there have been criticisms in the past that working groups may not be taking all public comments very seriously. And we wanted to make it clear for the record, hence this additional bullet. No problems? Everybody's good with that? Okay. So then moving forward, again, not many changes. All administrative stuff until we get out to auth info code. We're at page 21 now. And again, it's just a new bullet to capture discussion in the public comment period related to auth info codes. And the same thing, that we make reference to our section 6.4, which explains what the discussion was in more detail. No problems with that? Okay. We have the same concept, page 23. Our conclusion for issue 2, we've added a new clause that again captures this idea that we're presenting our conclusions, but may underscoring the idea that this is they've been informed by the public comments. And the constituency statements, of course. Okay, no problem with that. Okay. Then, same thing, jumping out to page 26. Conclusions for issue 3. Two things here. I think it's the same clause, recognizing the outside inputs, constituency, and public comments. We've also added a new sentence at the end now. Since we're summarizing conclusions, the sentence is reading, the working group would recommend that the GNSO Council to clarify, okay, there's a typo there, I guess we don't need to, that the GNSO Council clarify that the current bulk transfer positions also apply to bulk transfer of domain names in only one GTLD. This sentence is getting at what we discovered during the work of the group, and the comments from senior staff based on legal's, ICANN legal's input, that there is some, that it wasn't very clear and that there could be misunderstanding about how it applies. And so our suggestion here is that there is clarity, that clarity be made, that when we're talking about bulk transfer, it can apply to all the names within one TLD. Doesn't necessarily have to mean every name under management by a particular registrar. Is everybody comfortable with the way we've characterized it there?
This is Barbara. I am.
Okay. You? Okay. Changed to the header in number 6 because we did have two public comment periods. It's now plural. And scrolling through, okay, now we get to 6.4. And 6.4, Marika, is you took everything you provided us on the list and it simply dropped it in, correct?
Correct.
Or did you make any other changes? So this is text people should be familiar with?
it's the same text as circulated to the group. The only difference is that this one doesn't have at the end like the listing of the people that contributed, and some of the headers that I had to include when submitting it to the public comment forum, that who wrote it and when it was submitted and things like that. But the rest of the text is the same.
Very good. All right. So for the group here, you know, and now this is something that potentially could, you know, I would think people maybe want to tweak language, might have interpreted a little differently because we are summarizing. We're not providing the verbatim. By the way, the verbatim is in an appendix at the end. So if you don't want to dig it out of the public comments list, you can simply look to the end. This fellow Patrick is very technical, and his comments were quite extensive. Having read them, and to the best of my abilities, I think that Marika has very ably captured all the things that Patrick was getting at. But don't let me put words in people's mouths. What I would ask is, you know, we can look at this. We've got a week. As we've discussed already, after this call, I will be posting a note to the group noting that next week it's going to, again, amongst us, going to be the last call, last chance to edit text. And clearly, a section like this, it's very important that we're all comfortable with the way things have been summarized. If there are any additional views, perspectives, and whatnot, let's get it in. But, you know, for what it's worth, from my perspective, I think that Marika captured the comments very ably.
Paul, this is Mikey.
Yes, Mikey.
When you send out that last call email, why don't you give us some action items, this being one of them? I don't want to soak up all the time on the call right now, jumping back and forth between his super technical thing, but I'd be happy to do it between now and then. I think we all kind of need a reminder that there is some substance here that we should take a look at and make sure that something hasn't been missed.
I will. I was thinking of doing that, but thank you for making it clear, Mikey. I will. This is definitely one of the things, one of the few sections in our report right now that really does need people to look at it, make sure they're comfortable with what's said, and any changes that we want to make, you know, we can get them in. So with that said, I'm going to skip over 6.4 right now so that everybody will have time at their convenience to review it in more detail. And with that, then, we're up to, what is this, page 36, or section 7, conclusions and next steps. And perhaps, I don't know how you all feel, this too may be something to be called out in the email. Yeah, there's a bit of text here, and it might be too much right now. Granted, we are just, I think we all know, as members of this working group, you know, where things generally stand. But let's be sure that the text that we're presenting, because ultimately this is probably the most important part, Section 7, you know, so what do you come back with? Here's what the group is saying. That's what the council is going to focus on. So in the same way, why don't we ask 6.4 and Section 7, over the course of the next week, please take an especially close look at that, make sure that we've characterized the conclusions accurately.
I think this is Mikey, I think that's a great approach.
And it's fair. You know, people can't be put on the spot. A lot of the text you're going to recognize, you know, it's stuff we've discussed and to some degree has even carried over previously. It's just been firmed up now that, hey, we're done. Here's where we think we stand. And let's be sure that everybody's comfortable with that.
I noticed that we haven't opened the who is privacy issue. I'm wondering if we want to add that somewhere. All right, it's a joke. Never mind.
I was going to ask where are you going with this one, Mikey? But, yeah.
Fine. Sorry. Joke.
Bad joke. Yeah, bad mic. But joking aside, anything that wants to be changed, you know, we've got a week, and we will sign off, you know, address those issues and then sign off on our next Tuesday's call. So for the remainder of the report, we have our Annex A, simply the template, nothing new there. Annex B are the constituency statements that were received, and this includes the first round. And scroll through business. Okay. Right. Marika, there where we have the constituency statements, we have the initial report statements, right? And then what you've done is you put in Annex D the public comments. So, for example, when the registrars weighed back in, that's in Annex D now?
Yes, correct.
No problem.
I'm happy if any of the constituencies feel that they would like to replace the one they had as their initial constituency statement. I'm happy to do it that way around as well. It's people prefer.
Okay. That offer's on the table. You know, for the record, I think it might be more helpful to be able to show, hey, if there was any change in thinking over time, here were the initial statements, and then here's the statements on the draft report. What I'd suggest for now, just so maybe a little clarity, the title for Annex A, the template for the statements, Annex B, constituency statements, that we clarify that this was the, you know, like the first round or initial constituency statements. I think that's become sort of obvious by the date that they were received. But just so it's clear that between B as in boy and D as in dog, that registrars, for example, submitted twice, and Barbara in her capacity, there was a registry statement the first time, and then there were inputs from a member of the constituency. But just this way we avoid any potential for confusion about what was being submitted and when. I think Annex B, just to add initial constituency statement.
Okay.
That will address that little concern I had. Anything in there is just formatting, minor, very, very minor edits. Annex C, the flow chart that we had, James had raised on the list question of whether that's really adding value, or perhaps is not very helpful right now because it's the flow that is being described could be applied to any number of UPP processes, not just transfer related. How do you all feel about that graphic now? Is it still helping you, or do you think it's kind of superfluous and can be cut?
This is Mikey.
Mikey?
I'm with James on that. I was going to comment on the list, but decided I'd just wait till the day. I think it was very helpful when we were learning, but I don't think that it's I don't think it's necessary for the report, especially given that, you know, we've also got IRIS out there, and since we're not really choosing for people between IRIS and EPP, et cetera, et cetera, I think we could probably just drop this.
You okay with that, Barbara?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Oh. Sorry, James.
Oh, and you know, what initially caught my eye was just that the formatting was off a little bit, but I think that the transfer command specifically, that flow chart or diagram is captured very well on page 16.
Mm-hmm.
And so having a generic EPP. Now, one question is, and I guess I didn't look, is the acronym EPP defined properly, or does it need to be maybe a sentence just describing what we mean when we say EPP? Is that addressed somewhere in the earlier part in the document?
Believe it was.
Okay.
It was. But
if not, it certainly bears, both EPP and IRIS probably bear a little.
Yeah. I know for sure Iris, because when we were looking at it, I cited, you know, it did spell it out. So I often forget all the acronyms.
Out as well, and gives a little explanation of what it is. In that section, it's on actually on page 15.
Right.
Taking out the annex, I'll take out here as well the reference to that annex.
Yeah. Good plan.
Okay. Yeah. It was defined, but if we're all in agreement that this annex C is not really adding a lot, then I guess it's moot and we can drop it.
Okay, I agree. It's probably defined sufficiently there, and then we can drop the annex.
We don't need this. If you would, Marika, if you can do the score through for this section, just so that it's clear to people that aren't on the call, but you know we'll be pushing them to look at this report going to next Tuesday's call, that we're dropping that. I'll also add that in my note. You know, you'll see some changes to include dropping Annex C. Please focus on sections 6, 4, and 7. So then finally, Annex D, these are just verbatims, correct, Marika?
Correct.
Yeah, so, you know, it's copy and paste. There's no editing involved, but it's obviously all new to this report, to this draft. All right, then. So there's the report. You know, as I think it was kind of clear from the outset, it's pretty straightforward what we have left to do. Again, the sections 6.4 and 7, our group homework is to review those and make sure that they are actually accurately capturing the positions that we're stating. And that will be the focus of next week's call. If there are any changes that need to be made, and personally, I'm kind of hoping that we can easily get through that within the call. In fact, I'm hoping next week's call will actually be kind of quick, and we can wrap this up. But again, however much time we need, we will take. But I think we are fast approaching the end, and appreciate everybody's efforts. As I alluded to earlier, Council is already starting to inquire about interest in the second PDB. EDB, thank you. And you know the hope is that members of this working group will be able to contribute their time and participate in the next round. If you recall, the issues that are to be addressed and the actual agenda or charter for the B transfer policy PDP, that's not been fully set yet. But at least the questions that were originally proposed by the first working group that came up with them, you'll recognize there's some more, gets a little more complicated, a little more controversial, some of the issues that are being touched on. And, you know, the group that went through A, I think we worked well together. We had differences of opinion, but got through it. And the hope is that, you know, you all will be able to continue to contribute in the forthcoming round. Look for an announcement. My guess at this point is that it'll probably the formation of the next group will be shortly after Mexico City, but keep an eye and obviously you can reach out to everyone in time if you can contribute.
Paul, this is Mikey.
Yes, Mikey.
One more item for your email.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least something to puzzle about. Suppose we don't get a quorum next week, and we chug along and we get everything pretty much wrapped up. Can we go ahead and approve a final report without a quorum, or do we need to really beat on people to be on that call?
Olaf, Glenn, Marika, please weigh in. But my sense would be if we don't have a quorum, we can't in good faith pass this up to council as a final report because not all the working group members were able to present their view.
This is Mikey again. I've got an idea on that, and that is,
mm-hmm.
I know that, for example, Michael Collins is no longer the executive director of the ICA and may
right.
not be on these calls, partly because no longer in his job description. And so what we might want to do in this week is see if anybody else is essentially dropping off so that we could reduce our quorum number. That's where I was headed. Is, you know,
okay.
Maybe we're using too high a bar for the quorum at this point.
Just a short comment from Olaf here, if I may. I mean, there is no sort of firm requirement of that nature, but of course you want to have something that has, where you have pretty sure that has the support of the working group. However, if there is low attendance at the conference call, we can make it very, very clear on the list that now or never is the time when you can, if you're not going to attend the next conference call, well, please make yourself heard and check out this latest version and signal any objections you may have. Because otherwise we can, of course, die of starvation while waiting for people to join in to a call. So perhaps that's in order to see some kind of clear deadline for when we can submit it to the council. Maybe that's an approach we should take, since our experience, not only for this working group, but also previous working groups on these matters on transfers, have been there a certain tendency to low attendance.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great approach. I want to avoid the problem of that Olaf just described, which is we get to the end and then we don't have a quorum and we can't approve it. So, you know,
yeah.
Maybe you should stick that into your email as well, Paul.
I will. And, you know, in fairness, I think since this isn't like one of the highly controversial issues, it's not like who is. And so, you know, we'll give folks opportunity and certainly push them. But at some point, quite honestly, if the, you know, for whatever reason, people just were not responding, after we've given opportunity and made it very clear that, you know, time is nigh, you know, I think that we can communicate the report to council with, you know, some explanation of, hey, we tried, people just aren't here. We didn't take a final a final vote, if you will, or have a an official quorum yet. Here it is, and move this forward. Again, since we're, you know, by our own text, we're pretty much in agreement, at least where we stand on the various issues. You know, we won't drag this one out interminably. That's the key point. In worst case, if we can't wrap it up next Tuesday, we can at least present when we talk to council, give them the update report over the weekend in Mexico City. We can explain, you know, where we stand, so that even if it's not official, an official final report, you know, that we're very close to actually delivering it. And the text that they can see on our wiki is pretty much the final deal. But hopefully we're getting ahead of ourselves. Hopefully folks will make the time, and you know, we can wrap this up next week. So with that, again, look for the email. You all know 6, 4, and 7 are the key sections to focus on. Should you see anything else in the report, please, you know, raise it either directly with Marika or I, or better yet, on the list. And we will have a meeting reminder sent out as well. Maybe it's just folks are more used to seeing it from Glenn than from me, but you know, we look forward to seeing you all next Tuesday, same time. And again, any questions or issues, shoot them out to the list or reach out to Marika or I, and we'll get them answered. Anything
Paul,
else?
Can I
yes,
ask an administrative question?
Mm-hmm.
And this is not limited to the IRTP working group, but just wanted to take advantage of having Marika and Glenn on the call at the same time. Is there a centralized place I'm looking at the GNSO calendar and the schedule or the agenda for the Mexico City meeting, but I'm sure like many folks on this call, I'm involved in a lot of different PDP working groups, and I was wondering if there was one centralized place where we could kind of gather all of the in-person sessions.
Hi, this is Glenn. Just to say that that is busy being made.
Okay, great.
I am going to, in the next couple of days, put out an agenda which I usually call GNSO-related meetings. So it doesn't contain all the meetings on the official agenda, but the ones that, you know, GNSO people will be concerned about, such as working groups. And what I'm actually waiting for is to have a clearer picture of time slots that we can put in on Saturday and Sunday for the meetings.
That sounds like exactly what I could use right now, so I will wait for that to be published.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I usually print some of those too, so they'll be available on Saturday and Sunday and during the meetings as well.
Glenn, this is Mikey. I'm not going to be in Mexico City, but could you include any of those that will have dial-in capabilities? Because a lot of those I'd like to drop in on if I can over the phone.
Absolutely. What I'll do, Mikey, is I'll send out the remote participation to the constituency list. So each constituency should send it to all their members.
Oh, cool.
And what I will do also is I will send it to the working group list for those that can't be there.
Terrific. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, pleasure.
And just for the record, folks, this particular working group, we are not planning any face-to-face, trying to do any work while in Mexico City. Again, the hope is that we wrap it up next week, and if there's any leftover issues to be dealt with, they'll be dealt with after we all, those of us who are going, but the second week of March, not while we're down in Mexico City.
Thanks for clarifying.
Any other issues, anyone? Well, with that, I'll let everybody get going a couple minutes early today. Thank you very much for time and attendance. Again, take a close look at 6, 4, and 7, and we'll see you all this time next Tuesday.
Thanks, Paul. Great job.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, guys. Take care now. Bye-bye.